Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Looking at the tourism industry, has it survived? And is there an improvement? And Chifiwe Chivengwa, I do apologize on your name, but I've tried really hard. Have I got it right?
No problem, you got it right.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. Very good afternoon to you, sir. And as always, thank you for making time to chat to us. And Chifiwe, let's have a look at the tourism industry and particularly where we stand. And I know that the first 6 months of the year inbound, we've seen the stats, we've seen there is an improvement. How are we looking as regards our tourism industry?
Well, you know, overall, we have seen the improvement that in many other aspects we're not expecting. Of course, if you compare the improvement to the previous past 2 years, you will get the improvement at an astronomical figure in terms of the percentages that we've seen. I know that the Minister of Tourism has spoken about the improvements that we've seen, and it's great to see that internationally. There are many airlines that are coming back. It's also good to see that domestically lots of people are traveling, and also the conferencing, you know, starting to come back, and exhibitions. In a way that we never expected. So there is good news, and we have been talking about this even before we reopened fully. But there were some green shoots, there were some pent up demand, and we're starting to see that pent up demand being realized in many ways. So if you look at international, we are doing okay. We still have a bit of way to go in terms of getting more and more airlines coming into South Africa. Domestically, we're doing fairly very well. I've seen an improvement of around 77% of what we did in 2019.
That is very encouraging. That is really, really encouraging. And I mean, if we look at the increase in arrivals, and I think also we're going into holiday period, so we're going into our busy time of the year. How are we standing? I mean, how are we looking as regards flights booked, hotels, etc.?
Well, what I'm going to say is that it's going to be critical for anyone who wants to travel, you know, this coming holidays, to really start making bookings now. We do know that there's it's around travel week that has opened today, and people are trying to book as much as they can with heavy discounts. There is an effort that we're making to make sure that South Africans travel their own country, and there are various programs, including the one that's been run by the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, with ourselves, in terms of giving discounts. So we want to see those that are planning to travel book now. Internationally, we're starting to see airlines coming back. There's going to be seasonal, you know, airlines that are going to start closer to December that are coming from Europe. You know, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's going to be cold. And we all know the issue around gas and the issue of Russia and Ukraine and the gas and everything else. So people may be flocking to the Southern Hemisphere because of that problem. And therefore, we need to be ready and make sure that we are ready to receive this guest. So I predict that it's going to be a busy travel season. We're going to see more and more airlines adding capacity into South Africa, and we're going to see more and more tourists and buses on the roads and cars being rented and then attractions being full. So I think that it's going to be quite important to take advantage of booking early as South Africans so that we don't have a situation whereby things are fully booked.
And a question I've got for you, and that is sort of game parks and things. I know a lot of them were sort of doing localized Iran bookings, you know, to sort of help and attract South African travelers. And have they put sort of rates up to more sort of international rates, sort of dollar rates, to try and attract more the European and American base?
Well, what we have seen is that, our prices, as we're going through COVID, were heavily reduced or discounted. And we're seeing that trend continuing because it was heavily discounted to make sure that it's attractive to the domestic market. And that trend is continuing. Of course, with the supply and demand and getting more and more international tourists coming back, those prices may be impacted in terms of going up. And of course, another thing to keep in mind is that the discounted prices then may not have been sustainable for those businesses due to the input costs being high, meaning that you may find that the electricity price is higher than what is anticipated, rates and taxes and many other things that they need to pay, food price, petrol price, we all are going through that. So I do believe that, you know, however, the prices are still, you know, at a rate where we need to book, and we should be able to book and stay in various places. Again, as I've said, with the international market returning and the fact that, you know, the challenges that the global north is facing, it may be that many people may be looking to south, and they may be traveling south where it's warmer. So we need to make sure that we are prepared. And if we want to travel to avoid, you know, places being fully booked or places being high, it may be better to book now.
It's so encouraging to hear this positive sort of take now on our tourism industry. And package deals, you know, where you get the hotel and the flight and the car and everything thrown in. Are you seeing a return of these?
Well, there is a slow return on that. What we usually see is that in South Africa, about 60% of the travelers use roads as a means of travel, because we still have challenges with, you know, air capacity, so to speak. On the basis that we have Kulula or Comair, that includes the British Airways, you know, out of the market, so that's a reduction of 40% of seats. So we think that a lot more people are driving their own vehicle, get to the destination, they book hotels directly, and so forth and so on. But from the international point of view, what we may be able to, what we're probably going to start to see is what we call the full inclusive tour, or the FIT, where, you know, people will come on a full inclusive basis. And we may also see people doing self-drive, where they, you know, they rent a car, they drive themselves to the destination. Of course, this is a safety and security comes in. But the bundling of you know, cars, accommodation, and air is something that we yet to examine if it's happening at a larger scale here at home, or if the international travelers are looking at that. So it's still early stages for that.
Absolutely. And last question, the demise essentially of the low-cost airlines and what we've seen, the change. And you mentioned now about a lot of people actually driving to their destinations is also really positive, because with the fuel price increases, it's not cheap, but at least it's not putting people off traveling. And that, I think, is so encouraging to hear. And I'm sure a lot of people have battled with looking for low-cost fares and things. So it's really encouraging to hear that hopefully we're going to have a really good festive season, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking forward to it, and we're preparing for it. I'm actually in Port Elizabeth at the moment, overlooking the ocean, and I think that we have a beautiful country, and we should travel it, and we should be making our arrangements now to make sure that we don't miss out and places don't get fully booked. And I think that, you know, all South Africans, everyone at home, let's support tourism, and let's make sure that we come back even stronger.
Absolutely. I think on those words, I'm going to close the interview. It was such a positive note. And please, we urge you all, support tourism, support local, support our airlines, our B&Bs, our restaurants, support everyone locally. We're all trying to make a go of it, and together we can do it. And Chifewe Chivengwa, thank you so, so much. He is the Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. Thank you so much for your input.